Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. Hope you are well and having a great week. Got to say, the weather this week has been absolutely lovely. Just the right temperature, just the right nice amount of sunlight as well. And it has been fantastic for doing a bit of gardening. I've especially liked the mornings, actually, where I've gone out into my garden just before work and just done a few little tasks. As you know, something I like to do because it just works nicely for keeping our garden on top of things. And it's the same with the allotment, in fact. I've been down there in the evenings after work. And again, the temperature, the sunlight, it has just been perfect. Unlike last week, where it was just a little bit too warm and we're working up a sweat before we've even started. So yeah, having a great week so far. We got a lot done already. But what I like to do, as it's a Thursday night, is just share with you my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might give you a few ideas for some tasks that you might want to do yourself. Now, I'm going to start off this little segment by saying I'm actually on call this weekend, so all my plans could go out the window. All depends on how busy I am with work. That being said, well, I don't want to jinx it, actually. I was about to say we've been pretty quiet, but I got a feeling that's going to jinx things. So Saturday morning, the plan is to head down to the allotment. I've been down the allotment quite a bit, especially this evening, and everything is in pretty good condition. I just need to clear a few more weeds, which is something I always try to do, as well as cut the grass, usual sort of thing, really. But something I'm getting prepared for is, well, I need to lift up my onions. These were my seed-sown onions. Excuse my phone in the background there. I need to lift those up and clear out the weeds from that bed. It's a particularly difficult bed. I haven't added any compost to it just as of yet. But I want to lift all the weeds up. And then I'm probably going to sow some of our green manures into that bed for the time being. Now, after that, I need to prep the other beds for garlic and onion planting. That's going to take in place next weekend. Well, certainly the garlic is going to go in next week and possibly even the onion, depending on our time. Follow that up, I'm going to be harvesting some courgettes, some beans, and even some patty pan squash. And also, our second early potatoes are going to need to be harvesting. That bed where the second early potatoes is going to need to get planted up with some kale and some spring cabbages. So I need to get those potatoes out ASAP in order to make room for those. And then finally on the allotment, everything is going to need a really good watering. It has been nice and warm, like I said, and sunlight, but we haven't had much rain. We were expecting rain on Tuesday. It never happened. Now, added to that, at home over the weekend, I want to clear a few weeds from the main beds. And again, I'm going to be prepping some of the beds for garlic and onions that are going to be planted in certain beds. I want to start to lime up the next brassica bed as well, which we may be able to get planted out if I clear enough weeds and a few onions I have in there as well. And then I've got some kale plants that I want to pot up while I figure out just where they are going to go. So one final thing that I've got to plan as well is I want to plan and measure out where I'm going to be building my new beds, like I have a plan over the winter. So while I have been thinking a lot lately, I always feel winter is a perfect time for doing infrastructure work such as building beds. And that normally means that I like to order in wood in advance so I can get in over the winter and do these jobs. But what I've been thinking is next year I really want to focus on making the garden aesthetically pleasing. So I've been trying to work out what we're going to do. The four beds that I currently have, they're great. They're perfect. They work nice. They're just not very aesthetically pleasing. So I'm looking at something a little bit different. And what I'm thinking of doing is what I have down the central of our garden is grass path, which is quite wide, and I'm going to keep those paths quite wide, and that just gives Roxy somewhere to run and things like that. And then on either side of those beds towards this newer area, what I'm going to have is 3 meter long on either side and 90 centimeter wide bed, so one on either side of the path. And then to the outside of that, moving away from the central path, 4 1-meter square beds. And I think that is just going to look a little bit interesting and a little bit nice, as well as be practical at the same time. So what I want to do this weekend is measure it out and put some stakes into the ground just so I can physically see how it's going to look. And then I can start ordering in the wood for that. So yeah, that's my plans for here at home. Like I said, I always feel winter is the perfect time for infrastructure work, such as building beds, maybe building sheds, things like that. That just are so much easier to do, I feel, when there is less to do in the garden. Now, something that I have done today is I've actually sown the mustard from this month's supporters pack, and the variety is called Wasabina. Now, this is a very strong, spicy mustard. It is derived from wasabi, sort of the name, because it is so strong, but it is so, so tasty. Now, this mustard can actually be sown all year round, but if we were to sow it in the colder months, then it does need to be sown indoors. But by growing it now, we can still get a good autumn and into winter harvest out of it, even growing it outside. And, you know, we don't have to sow all the seeds in one go. I'd recommend sowing a few seeds now, a few seeds in a couple of weeks' time, and so on. But we can also use the seeds as a microgreen as well into those winter months, which, let's face it, we will be doing more microgreens as we get into those colder months anyway. Now, we are going to be growing these for full-on leaves that we can just harvest when we want to add a bit of a spicy kick to our salads or our stir-fries. And these can be grown in the ground or in pots. All we've got to make sure is that wherever we're growing it in, it's weed-free, free-draining, and remove any stones. Then what we want to do is just create a drill or a line in the ground about 1 centimetre deep and scatter the seeds in. We want to try and give each seed about 15 centimetres of space. Now, germination should take about 2 weeks, but what I would recommend is once they are germinated, once the true leaves are showing and they look like they're growing quite strongly, we want to thin them out to one plant every 45 centimetres. Now, the thinnings we could actually plant somewhere else, so nothing gets wasted, but these plants can actually grow pretty big, and because they're great plants, to be honest with you, they can shade out the soil as well, which helps reduce weeds. In fact, mustard is also very good for almost fumigating the soil. It's why it's sometimes used as a green manure. It will clean the soil, especially if you've had a build-up of pests or diseases. It's quite a good one for that. Anyway, we just keep the plants growing, keep them well watered, and then once we need any leaves, we just pick them as required, as easy as that. Now, in terms of feeding, I don't find that mustard generally needs much feed, but that is because I often mulch my ground with fresh compost before planting things out. Now, if you haven't got any compost or anything to mulch it with, what you could use is chicken manure pellets. Now, chicken manure pellets is very good for nitrogen and therefore leafy greens, which is what we want with this mustard. So chicken manure pellets or anything that is fairly good for nitrogen. But generally speaking, you don't need to use a huge amount of feed. It does have enough in it to survive. So there you go. Give it a go. Let us know how you get on with it and what you think of the flavour and the taste. Photos of them are always good as well. It's always good to see some of your photos. Right, guys, it is time for me to hit the sack and go to sleep. And I will be back on Sunday with another Supporters Club podcast. We've also got the live show on Sunday. And I think I've got a video that I've just finished editing as well. So please do keep an eye out for that. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time. So until then, please take care.